David consulted with his military officers, including those who led groups of 1,000 and those who led groups of 100. David said to the whole Israelite assembly, "If you so desire, and the Lord our God approves, let's spread the word to our brothers who remain in all the regions of Israel, and to the priests and Levites in their cities, so they may join us. Let's move the ark of our God back here, for we did not seek his will throughout Saul's reign." The whole assembly agreed to do this, for the proposal seemed right to all the people. So David assembled all Israel from the Shihor River in Egypt to Lebo Hamath to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. David and all Israel went up to Baalah, that is, Kiriath Jearim, in Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God the Lord, who sits enthroned between the cherubim, the ark that is called by his name. They transported the ark on a new cart from the house of Abinadab. Uzzah and Ahio were guiding the cart, while David and all Israel were energetically celebrating before God, singing and playing various stringed instruments, tambourines, cymbals, and trumpets. When they arrived at the threshing floor of Kedon, Uzzah reached out his hand to take hold of the ark, because the oxen stumbled. The Lord was so furious with Uzzah, he killed him, because he reached out his hand and touched the ark. He died right there before the Lord. David was angry because the Lord attacked Uzzah, so he called that place Perez Uzzah, which remains its name to this very day. David was afraid of God that day and said, "How will I ever be able to bring the ark of God up here?" So David did not move the ark to the city of David. He left it in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The ark of God remained in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months. The Lord blessed Obed-Edom's family and everything that belonged to him. This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us online at thebiblepodcast.org. There you can leave comments on specific readings, find out how you can contribute a chapter, or get information about supporting the podcast financially. Thank you for listening.